Resonance Rewind.
With Robin Pierce, Jessica Burtis, Eloise Sheehan, Jenny Bill.
And every so often, some delightful guests from the cosmos. Ooh.
Well, they've waited a long time, and in the case of Robin, nearly 80 years to actually get his movie. Will they actually get his movie? Well, we'll have to find out as we actually go into a whole new, wonderful, dimensional world for the latest edition of Resonance Rewind. In fact, I'm very tempted to actually say, crack an egg on it. Caw-caw! It's time to say those immortal words. Resonance Rewinders, go!
Go, Teen Titans, go! Go, Teen Titans, go! Go, Teen Titans, go! Go, go, go!
Super small baby hands.
No, they're not. Whatever. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Go, Teen Titans, go. Go, Teen Titans, go. Go, Teen Titans, go. Go, Teen Titans, go.
Waving his head to drop it on you even harder. There's no darker than me. I'm as dark as can be. Check it, Azeroth, Metreon, Zazazian, Dose. Teleporting magical powers. We adios.
And it's another musical spectacular in oh so many ways. We can't be joined by the full Resonance Rewind team because Eloise has said she's a bit poorly after an unusual sort of meal she might have actually consumed from a fairly well-known fast food delivery. I won't say any further other than it all involves chicken. But we do have, from North Carolina, Jessica Burtis. How are you, Jessica?
Hello, I'm pretty well, thank you.
Excellent. From Norway, we have our skater tutor, and it's I'm almost tempted to say superhero heroic hairstylist, really. Jenny Bill, how are you, Jenny?
Fine, thank you very much.
And of course, from Wales, keeping the whole Robin the Boy Wonder end up. No, it's not Jason Todd. It's not Tim Drake. It's not Stephanie Brown. It's not Damian Wayne. It's not even Dick Grayson. It's Robin Pierce.
I was going to say up, up and away, but, you know, holy big build-up, Batman.
Channeling the Burt Ward system there. Okay, let's jump straight with our North Carolina correspondent, because, Jessica, you were very excited when, of course, I said that this was going to be the focus, a full movie, the sort of the major movie for Warner Brothers, of course, with Stanley cameos, with everything, including Challenges of the Unknown. What did you make of Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
I actually thought it was very cute. I had never watched anything that was Teen Titans Go completely before. So last night, my roommate and I watched the 2006 Teen Titans Trouble in Tokyo, and then I watched Teen Titans Go. And so it was a very fun, just Teen Titans night.
I mean, Teen Titans, just so splendid, and actually directly produced as a result of the teenager phenomenon created in America, by America, for the world, and then, of course, launching the way with respect for Robin, to work with Aqualad, to work with Kid Flash, to work with Wonder Girl. But, of course, these are the incarnation of the 1980s Teen Titans, the ones with Raven, voiced by Tara Strong, of course, Beast Boy. We have, of course, the wondrous Starfire. You are the awful parents. It's fantastic. And a whole rewrite of cinematic history, but done in a wonderful, loving way by people who are fans of the movie in so many ways. But I suspect that's not the line with Jenny. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I'm sorry, that was an hour and 20 minutes of my life that I will never get back. I hated it, actually. I thought it was awful. I didn't like it at all. It was, the colours were very pretty, but no. I can't think of anything redeeming to say, really. There were a couple of points that made me laugh, and it's very cleverly done, but it's not for me at all, I'm afraid. Way too long as well.
Way too long. Okay. it's interesting.
An hour and 20 minutes too long.
Sorry. In terms of Rotten Tomatoes, we have a 91% score, a 71% audience score, and indeed referred to as a charmingly infectious, fun film. Robin.
Yeah. Well, I'll put my cards on the table. Teen Titans is one of the small handful of DC titles that I never actually used to read. Seeing this film, it's, of course, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's an action, adventure, musical, comedy done in animated form, though more the cartoony side of animation rather than the more photorealistic type. I thought it was all a bit too juvenile. I mean, I understand that it was born of a show that is shown primarily aimed towards children, but this is what confused me, Alex. I don't know if anybody else picked up on this. There were some really wonderful sort of Easter eggs in the background, if you looked for them, that harkened back to DC's Silver Age. So they were clearly targeting people of my generation. But the humor, the tone, and the script...
It's in the name! Challenges of the Unknown! They are unknown! It's in the name!
Yeah. Again, that, you know, comes back to the Silver Age. But, you know, the Titans themselves were drawn in what I can only describe as Powerpuff Girl style. And there was a bit too much flatulence humor, and there was no nuance. I've seen all the DC animated movies that they've done of their superhero characters, and I have loved them. This, it's just a massive step backward. So I didn't understand, you know, between the humor and the Easter eggs in the background, you know, who are you aiming for here? Because clearly it's not me. But then again, they did that really, really good Lion King sort of takeoff where Batman is holding Robin up and all the superheroes are coming up. It, you know, synced like the animals in the opening sequence of the Lion King. And then they just throw it all away on utter juvenile garbage. It's like asking me, you know, Robin, why isn't your favorite Star Wars character Jar Jar Binks? He's wonderful. Well, let me tell you.
It would be so awesome. It would be so cool. It would be the most incredible superhero movie the world has ever seen. The screens would light up with real explosions and special effects, like tons and tons of special effects. My super sweet cape would be special effects, and it would blow your mind. Cause it's my movie, my superhero movie. It's all about me, yeah, it's all about me. Cause it's my movie, my superhero movie. They'll be lining up to see a movie all about me. No longer a sidekick, no, that's not me. Picture my booty up in 3D. I'll shake my booty in my own movie. It's my movie, my movie, my superhero movie. They'll be lining up to see a movie all about me. I have the most impressive, cool and scary, big, mean, hairy adversary. But not to worry, I'm the man in charge. Yeah, I'd have an alter ego. I'd be a billionaire, standing tall with adult-sized hands and gorgeous hair.
Gorgeous hair.
Cause it's my movie, my superhero movie. It's all about me, yeah, it's all about me. It's my movie, my superhero movie. They'll be lining up to see a movie all about me. No longer the sidekick.
Sidekicks are lame.
Now I'm the superhero putting villains to shame. R-O-B-I-N is the name. And I'd have my own hero music too. crack an egg on it. It's my movie, my movie, my superhero movie. It's all about me, yeah, it's all about me. It's my movie, my movie, my superhero movie. They'll be lining up to see a movie all about me. It's my movie, my movie, my superhero movie. It's all about me.
Michael Jelinek, of course, one of the series developers. Aaron Horvath, also involved with this. It was directed by Peter Ryder Mikhail. It's gone over 200 episodes in terms of the actual series itself. It's a huge success from that point of view. This has been a middling successful movie, I think, in terms of the voice cast. It's always good, if anything, it's got Kristen Bell in it. I mean, Kristen Bell from Frozen, from The Good Place. You know, it's Kristen Bell as the evil arch-villain. Slade. I saw this in 3D. I came out of cinema.
I'm just thinking Noddy Holder now.
I came into the cinema, I saw it in the cinema, I saw it in 3D, I came out of the cinema thinking it was fantastic. It's an upbeat, inspirational song about life. Jessica, were you moved to the statement of saying, yes, and it also has lots to say about the current political situation in America?
I don't think I compared it very much to things in real life. I just kind of saw it as like a cute little animated movie. I think that... I can't view it just on its own because I was such a massive like fan of the original animated series that when Teen Titans Go first came out, I kind of saw it as like blasphemy against the original series. But I think just watching it on its own, it's very cute. You can just kind of lose yourself in a happy little like hour and a half, even though I think, like Robin's pointed out, some of the humor was not at all to my taste, but I think for it.
Admittedly, you don't necessarily want to actually poop on the film set if you want to actually influence people, or indeed beat up your co-stars, especially if they're Shia LaBeouf. On the other hand, it is Shia LaBeouf. And if we're actually sort of moving on from that side of things, there's only the one flatulence line with the balloon man in the opening side of things. I mean, after that, I think we move on to some pretty heavy lines. And of course...
Oh, it does go on, though.
In the sequel, we have Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans, because, of course, your era of Teen Titans, Jessica, are currently trapped in an interdimensional multiverse, and they do reemerge to actually go head-to-head with the more sort of esoteric Teen Titans of this system. As I mean, Robin, the shame upon you, as Starfire would say. You know, it's fire. She's the alien princess.
I liked the plot where, I mean, okay, there's the throwaway stupidity of the Teen Titans want to be in their own movie and they go to Hollywood. And
Robin needs his own movie. I mean, you know, let's face it, Alfred, we've already had the Alfred series. You know, we've had the Batmobile, the series, coming broom. I mean, these are puns the like of which journalists would actually sell their eye teeth for. And if we actually move on from that side of things to, of course, the utility belt, I mean, it's got to be the next up.
If they did a comic book series or a film where, for some reason, somebody goes back in time to prevent the superhero's origins ever happening, okay, now that's going to be interesting. But in this, it was just like twee sort of all rainbows and My Little Pony and, oh. You know, the one good thing that will stop this from getting a zero from me is the knowing kind of cameo from Stan Lee on a DC project. And I think it was one of the last cameos he ever did. Ooh. It might have actually been the last one. And that kind of lifted it up for me. Otherwise, from about 25, 30 minutes, I'd started looking at my watch. From about the 40-minute mark, Steve, my son, tells me the sighing had started.
You are the horrible parent.
I know. I'm so sorry I made him watch it.
I mean, you know, The whole angle of the doomsday device, digital ordering, online movie streaming directly at you. I mean, is this not a critique of contemporary culture that actually is just writ large, that Slade has actually gone to that whole sense of mind control? Because it's the thumb. It's the thumb. And look over there. Look in that corner over there. I mean, it's mind manipulation. It's how the media works.
Now you're showing me why it's part of Resonance Rewind. Because last night when I was watching it, I was wondering, because it wasn't resonating. It wasn't clever. But what you're pointing out, okay, I might give him an extra point for that one. Because you are being kind of persuasive right now, Alex.
Jessica, what's not to love about referencing Back to the Future? I mean, admittedly, there are now T-shirts that you can actually purchase which says, Marty, whatever you do, don't go to 2020. It's there, it's out there. You can buy them. But in terms of that whole sequence, we've got time cycles and music by Norwegian band A-ha. Take on me.
Oh, that was fun listening to that song in the movie. I appreciated that.
And in terms of the music, what did you make of, obviously, the upbeat inspirational song about life, the superhero Robin line from that point of view, and, of course, the awesome way in which, musically, the Teen Titans actually save the planet Krypton by doing very sort of sensible ways of pressing down on their keyboard crystals? I mean, I could almost hear Marlon Brando and Susanna York looking from up above saying, this is the movie Richard Donner should have made. It should have gone on that basis back in 1978. You know, enough already.
When they were on Krypton was pretty funny. I was like, this isn't bad, but Take on Me was like, it was nice to hear that one. So
you got that. you got Back in Time, and of course the wonderful sequence from Batman versus Superman. What's your mother's name? Martha. My mother's name is Martha as well. What's your father's name? I mean, a sort of wonderful direction. I'm astonished that Robin didn't even sort of acknowledge on the fact that the Guy Gardner incarnation of Green Lantern says, there was a movie about Green Lantern once, but we don't talk about it.
Oh, do not get me started on that Green Lantern movie. I know it's fashionable and hip to hate it, but I saw everything I wanted to see in that film, and I championed that movie.
Including Sinestro. You know, the ultimate thing, if you're a superhero, you need to have an arch villain, an arch nemesis. You know, Superman has Lex Luthor. Obviously, Batman has the Joker. The Flash has the Rainbow Rider. Maybe not. But then when you've obviously got Slade, it's a wonderful counterpoint, I found, this particular movie and the series, to the very dark take on Titans, which is no teen, just Titans, in which actually the character of Robin as Nightwing actually utters and drops the F-bomb within a few moments of the actual sequence. But that's for another Resonance Rewind. In terms of Nicolas Cage, I mean, he could have been Superman back in the day, and here he actually is Superman. He's the voice of Superman. It's Nicolas Cage as the voice of Superman, you know, actually sort of critiquing the Teen Titans and responding to a distress signal from Lois Lane about selling real estate by Gene Hackman and being put into the movie scene. I mean, what's not to appreciate about that?
the fact that Nicolas Cage named his own son Kal-El Cage? Isn't that certifiable?
If you are the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, you have a pass to do such things. And actually, rightly so, he is indeed named Kal-El Cage.
If I have another child, he is so named Ra's al Ghul Pierce.
Well, that's a Batman scenario, which I'm sure we'd actually work on that system. So, Jessica, in terms of the overall sort of sequence then, favourite characters? I mean, I'll put it out there straight away. I'm a big Starfire fan, followed very closely by Raven. Robin, I find a bit irritating in this incarnation. Beast Boy, not at all. Cyborg tends to grow on me, especially when he gets the beatbox out.
I love all of them, but Starfire, she was always my favorite as a kid. She's an alien princess who has super strength, laser vision, star bolts. I don't understand what there's not to love. Starfire is just the best to me.
Her sister Blackfire, not so much, but what the heck. And of course, there's always Star Sapphire from another sort of sequence entirely, but that's back in Green Lantern. Jenny, what about yourself and characters? I mean, did you just sort of say, I can't take this anymore, it's like plunging steel daggers into my eyes, it's too bright, it's too shiny, bring back Ed Bishop and his beige suits in UFO?
I did like that character's pink hair, and I like the other female character. I'm sorry, I don't know the names. I liked the other female character, the sort of vampire-y looking
Raven.
One. Yes, that's the one. But I liked the hair of the other one, the pink hair, obviously.
Azrael Metreon Zinthos. You know, she opens up a whole portal system on that scenario. Any movie that actually has the Spectre and Swamp Thing has to sort of get additional bonus points for me. But Robin, was it just a case of thinking, no, they've gone too far again?
No, I. What kept me watching was, as you said, you know, a quick glimpse of the Spectre, Dead Man, Jonah Hex, Hawkman, and all that. And of course, the Stan Lee cameo, which was really, really appealed. And being that you didn't ask me, I'm going to tell you anyway. Stan Lee was my favorite character in this movie. Thanks for asking.
I was just using the time cycle to go back and rechange and do a little bit of influence on that system. Will Arnett, of course, are best known for being the voice of the Lego Batman. In this particular case, he's actually the voice of Slade. And how did you feel he worked as a villain, Jessica? Did you think he was the arch nemesis that Teen Titans deserved? I mean, personally, if this was to get a 10 from me, it would have had to have had Mad Mod in there. Because for me, Mad Mod was the ultimate 60s UK hero that really went up against the Teen Titans and occasionally reemerges in all sorts of ways. Mad Mod, but no sign of Mad Mod in this particular movie, but we did have Slade. So how did you feel the villains operated?
I did see Mad Mod in the background in like a quick little scene, and I was very excited to see him. Slade, I think in this movie, I guess he matched the villainy that the humor of the movie demanded. I think that he was kind of a goofy villain. I thought it was funny with like the look over there scene. I think in the original series, he was just such a like imposing figure that this Slade was, I didn't really know who he was except for the mask, but the part where they were comparing him to Deadpool was really hilarious. I thought that was great.
and yet Deadpool came way after Slade. You know, it's clearly comics lore. And what about the prescient power? I mean, the power of the screenwriters, as I say, both Peter Mitchell, Aaron Holworth, and Michael Jelinek, to actually sort of say, go to the future, come back. No movies, only suffering. Is that not a predictor of the whole 2020 COVID-19 thing? Surely. I mean, no movies, only suffering because they've changed time. I mean, have we not seen here just the outlying way? I mean, if you actually substituted Trump for Slade, they even have the same number of letters. You know, S-L-A-D-E-T-R-U-M-P. Five letters in their surname. They even sound scary. You know, Trump.
And of course.
Slade.
Trump is another word for flatulence, which there is plenty of in this film.
Exactly. It's just the expulsion of air from the end of his...
Yeah, we know where it's from. We know where it's from. Exactly. Family show.
Jenny, have we made you rethink the whole thing? I mean, first time I saw this incarnation of Teen Titans, I sort of had a similar reaction to Jessica. I thought, but actually, maybe I've just been my mind has been manipulated. Maybe I've also been speaking to some of our mature students at the University of Lincoln, who've also said, and I'm talking about your good self, Grant, that actually it's his favourite movie because his children watch it all the time and they love it, and it's really great from that point of view. Mind you, Grant is based in Skegness, so there we are. Jenny, has this sort of helped to change your mind at all, or is it a case of no, no, no?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's a case of no. I can't even think of very much to say because I just really didn't like it at all. Sorry.
I mean, just out of interest, are you a keen comic book fan? Because again, for those of us who have been around the block, so to speak, although Robin Maps being the exception here, I think there are lots of lovely golden nuggets that were actually in there.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a bad film. I didn't think it was a bad film. It just, I didn't think it was a good film either. I know, I don't know how to say it. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not particularly keen on animation. I'm not a great comic book reader. And I came to it and thought, something completely different, you know, but I came to it very positive, and I just really didn't enjoy it from the offset. And I just kept looking at the time and I just thought, what on earth am I watching? Is this meant to be for children? Is it meant to be for adults? Is this the My Little Pony Land, you know, everything.
What's wrong with My Little Pony?
But I wasn't sure whether this was meant to be My Little Pony. It was like a sort of, it was like a kind of an advert for Barbie dolls or something that went on for an hour and 15 minutes too long.
And of course, Raven, the character of Raven, is well known for her love of sprinkles and other sort of horsey sort of based material on that system. I'm looking back again over an issue 14 of the original Teen Titans run, April, I think, 1967, approved by the Comics Code Authority, with the headline, Quit Robin, Quit, Quit, which of course was one of the sort of the early great sort of incarnations of Teen Titans. The fact that, as Richard Reynolds has said, every superhero needs, or should have, or arguably can be defined by having their sidekick. Jessica, did you think that movies about sidekicks make sense? I mean, would you go and see a Robin movie?
Yeah, I think there was actually a Disney movie made in like the 2000s that was called Sky High. That was all about, you know, when superheroes go to this school, they get divided between heroes and sidekicks. And so I think the sidekicks sometimes are more interesting than the heroes, honestly, in some cases.
And especially when Robin has now been around for 80 years and he doesn't look a day over 95, which is great, particularly with those baby hands. Which is great, you know, the little baby hands that are actually there, which are a plot device because they managed to he manages to escape the evilness of the baby hands, etc. Robin, I'm getting a sense that actually you're not a T-E-E-N-T-I-T-T-A-T-A-N-S Teen Titans fan. Go, are you?
No, not really. I don't think I'd be watching anymore.
But I've got episode 200 lined up.
There are two animated films which I would have thought would have been on the same level. I would have thought that I would have absolutely loathed, for example, the Lego Batman movie with a passion. But I came away having really had a good time watching it. This movie has only made the Lego Batman movie look even better in my estimation.
I would say that actually I
forgot it was Lego.
This is true, but I still like them both equally. However, life continues. Any closing thoughts, Jessica, that you'd like to share with the team? As I say, it looks as though it's you and me, because Eloise is clearly unable to join us because obviously she suffered the ultimate scenario of indeed probably a rubber chicken.
I think that it's a very good movie for kids, and I think that if somebody likes Teen Titans, they'll probably enjoy it. I think the movie had a level of self-awareness that was pretty funny. Like when they were like, oh, that's a whole different superhero franchise. And they were talking about Marvel heroes and Stan Lee, of course. I think that was pretty great. I think that if anyone didn't, Jenny, Robin, please, if you didn't enjoy this, please watch the Trouble in Tokyo movie from 2006. I just will plug that there because it's fantastic. So I'll leave it at that.
And let's face it, where are we going to find Libyan tourists to sell us plutonium at this time? You know, I mean, even the nod to Back to the Future there, just important from that point of view. We have summoned the time cycle and worked our way through that. A little bit disappointing that whereas they were superbly accurate in terms of ways of preventing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from becoming Mutant Ninja Turtles, when they actually did work through processes there, they managed to stop that radio sludge from infecting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I thought at the same time the delivery for Batman was particularly apt in terms of, you don't want to go down that alley, take a walk down Happiness Alley instead, basically, you know. Or indeed young Bruce Wayne saying, Dad, why are we going down this dark sort of deserted alley? From that point of view, it's wonderful. It's been needed for years from that perspective. But such a shame about Aquaman, of course, who simply was caught in a sort of a foil can, really, which he deserved better. But at the same time, Wonder Woman admittedly just had her lasso of truth stolen from her and turned into a skipping rope. So clearly that would have had a traumatic effect as well in terms of those particular heroes, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, different universe, and of course, Batman and Superman as well. But with stacks and lashings of good music surrounding us, I mean, again, as you would expect from doing this movie musical thing, it's time now for us to actually go for scores on the doors. Jenny, Bill, what are you going to go for?
Give it a zero, I'm afraid.
Wow. The lowest ever. I mean, we thought we were shocked last week when Eloise actually gave a 3 because of alleged misuse of tiny alligators to the world of Thunderbirds and Attack of the Alligators. I mean, I'm genuinely shocked. In fact, I'm always tempted to play a musical break now.
Ain't no stopping them shenanigans. Logging into shenanigans. All up in them shenanigans.
Back after that shocking thing, we will move into Robin, your score. I mean, the first time ever on Resonance Rewind, we've had to have a musical break just to give us time to actually recover from the lowness of that particular score. I can't even say it again.
After my meeting last night, I was going to go a little bit lower, but having heard...
Lower than zero, minus.
No. Lower than I normally do. But... having heard your persuasive argument and having listened also, of course, to Jessica, I don't know what those gestures you're doing to...
It's the finger and the thumb. It's the thumb.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were being really rude for some reason.
Shenanigans. Anyway, I call shenanigans.
I don't want to see the film again, so I think I'll use the DVD as a coaster. I won't be seeking out any more Teen Titans Go. I will, however, be possibly seeking out the original Teen Titans that Jessica has mentioned so eloquently. And I'm now curious about that. So I'm going to go a little bit higher than I had anticipated. I'm going to give it a 5.
And
Excelsior!
And, of course, pretty much the same voice cast, because Tara Strong certainly has been Raven before. And I think in terms of the the lineup for Star Sapphire, or rather Sapphire, Hindon, I think it's Hindon Walsh, also there. Kerry Payton, of course, being Cyborg, and Scott Menville being Robin. Jessica, what are you going to put in for your number today?
I think I'm going to go higher than I thought I would at a 7. When I first saw this movie was coming out, I hated it so much. But I think now, having watched it, I think that kids would really enjoy it. And if it gets people interested in Teen Titans, I'm all for it. And I do think that the little message about Robin, how he was kind of, they were like, oh, you're making this all about yourself and we're your friends and we
you
helped
don't have
you.
Any superpowers, but you're our leader. We believe in you, dude. You know, is right.
I thought that was actually a pretty cute message. So I think I'll give it an extra point for that. So yeah, I think a 7, a strong 7.
So a strong 7 for yourself. And again, Mad Mod, as you rightly pointed out, did actually appear. Sadly, of course, one of the Teen Titans never was Batgirl. No sign for Batgirl, but she is at least in DC Superhero Girl, so that's great. But disappointed she wasn't in Titans. I'm going to go 8.5 because, again, I just think it just somehow it connects with all sorts of crazinesses in life. And if you can actually get a doomsday machine that's generally working, I know, bad name. Plus, of course, the fabulous voice acting work of the lass from Frozen. Let it go. Clearly, you know, you've got a winner from that point of view. So I think we've certainly done the extremes as far as life is concerned here. Next week, we actually go out into space with a reluctant stowaway. And Jessica, of course, now that you've actually made that connection with Angela Cartwright, you can actually view her performance in Lost in Space, the pilot episode, the first episode that was screened, the reluctant stowaway, with a new perspective. You know, from the perspective of how effective is she as Birgitta in the Space Robinsons in the Space Family series. It's a whole new world. For now, though, Jenny Bill, Robin Pierce, Jessica Burtis, it's time for us to actually say, Resonance Rewinders, go!
You know what you need? You need an upbeat, inspirational song about life.
Are you feeling down? Like you just can't do it today?
I can see your frown. But it's all gonna be okay.
So believe in yourself. There's no giving up. The power's inside.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's the kick in the pants.
You need help. The sun will open up your eyes.
It's the feeling you can't be defeated.
It's an 80s song with simple vibes. And you know it's super.
Song about life.